This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good Wednesday to you, Brevard County. Thank you for joining us here on the Refresh radio program. My name's Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God. Tonight's Wednesday. We have church on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Now, I do need to tell you, we would love to have you come and be a part of what God is doing. We have parking available in the back. Sometimes there's parking spots available in the front. It's public street parking out there. And so we have, if you want to know where Merritt Assembly of God is and you like Cuban food, you may have heard that there's a new Cuban restaurant in Merritt Island. It's called Ola Cuban Kitchen. It is at, I think it's 170 North Grove Street. It's right across the street from our, it's extremely popular. Opens at 4:30. People line up at 4:20, 4:15, and there's pretty much people waiting. I don't know exactly how late they go, but they start filling up parking spots well before our church service starts. But we do have a parking lot that is available off of Tangerine. Tangerine and Parnell, and it's in between Parnell and Grove Street. And so we do have, you know, other parking that's available. If you find an empty parking spot out there, use it. And then if you don't, there's parking that is available in our parking lot. But we would love to have you come and be a part of it. And then here in a few weeks, we're going to begin studying the book of Revelation on Wednesday night. Right now, we're not only teaching about prayer, but we're actually praying on Wednesday night. Because if you have information that you don't do anything with, it's really not that valuable to you. But if you have information and you start doing that, and so it is a time when we pray one for another, we would love to have you come and be a part of that. If you need people praying for you, we would be thrilled to join you in that. So that's Wednesday night, 7 p.m. We have a kids service, we have the youth service, and we have a young adult service. So let's go back to the book of Ephesians, chapter 1. And it says, where Paul is praying, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe? So I want you to see, this is Paul praying for believers, specifically the believers in Ephesus, but he mentions himself as well. And so he classifies it as believers. So this is a prayer that we can pray knowing that this is in accordance with the will of God. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also that which is to come. So, yesterday we talked about, I have it written down here, that we were praying that God would position us with himself above the problems and position us for eternity. Here I want to talk to you about positioning again, only this time it is not just with himself, but I want to share with you what verse number 21 says. Far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. The word principality means beginning or ruler or first in rank and authority. It talks about dominion coupled with exousia or authority. It's position, positions of leadership. And so you need to understand that what Paul was praying for the Ephesians, and I want us to pray for one another, is that God would position us, he would seat us with himself far above every other influence that would try and lead us away from God. We want to be seated in Christ to where God's leadership has led us into his presence. Okay? And so if you look at the word principality, it is a jurisdiction of a prince would kind of be the influence there. And God has the ability to seat us in the presence of a king, not just a prince. Not under ungodly influences or anything like that. So the next word is seated far above all power. The word there is exousia, and that word means authority. So here's a little insight into my personality. I'm a compliant person. I discovered very early in life I didn't like getting in trouble. It was painful. So I wanted to do everything I was supposed to do. I didn't like getting bad grades, so I wanted to get good grades in school. I remember being, you know, heartbroken that I might get a C in wood shop when I was in seventh or eighth grade. I just wanted to do the best that I could. So I wanted to make sure that all of the authorities in my life knew that I was doing everything in my power to, you know, be compliant with what was expected. Here's what I will tell you. There is no authority on earth that gets to supersede the authority of God. So I pray that the authority, the supreme authority, will seat you spiritually in such a way that we are more focused on doing what God wants than we are in doing what man wants. So that mindset that I had made me into a people pleaser. I do not like confrontation, but I can do it. It's not my favorite thing to do, but it's really surprised some people from time to time when they found out that they had tried to insert their authority and supersede their authority with God's authority and in areas that God had placed under my jurisdiction. And then I said, you know what? That's unacceptable. So I pray, look, we are not rebels by nature. We recognize that God creates the structure of authority. But if you remember my teaching on authority, there are four levels of authority. There is God. God is at the top. He is the pinnacle. He is the supreme authority. Then there are people who are under God's authority that God has made authorities over us. And that relationship works really well as long as they stay under God's authority. To where they are living, you know, so the Roman centurion would say, I am a man under authority, therefore I say to this one, go and he goes, and this one, come and he comes. So he says, I give assignments to those under my authority in line with those the assignment that I have been given by those in authority over me. Where people in authority over us want to try and lead Christians astray is they want to rebel against God's authority and demand allegiance to their own authority. That's a problem. And at that point in time, I pray that God will seat us positionally, relationally, in such a way that we are going to stay in alignment with the authority of God. So the third level of authority is where I'm under authority, but I'm also a person of authority. And so I need to make sure that I stay in alignment. So if the person in authority over me is in alignment with God above them, but I get out of line, then I'm going to experience correction. I'm going to experience consequences. I'm going to experience probably pain. I'll probably experience some discomfort relationally, financially, physically, things like that. And so we need to make sure that we stay in proper alignment. So we honor those in authority over us by making sure that they know, hey, this is what God said. You need, if you want to be blessed, then you need to come back into this. And so, and then there's those in authority under us where if they get out of line, it's a teachable moment for them. But we've got to say, look, I hate to do this, but I'm a man under God's authority. And I need to give you the opportunity to come back into alignment with God's authority. If not, I'm going to have to exert my authority in a different manner. So, may God seat us above every rebellious authority as we please Him. Now, the next word is may God, seat us the same way that He seated Christ, and that is above all power and might. The word there for might is dunamis. It is the power from on high. It's the omnipotence of God working through us and on our behalf. And so I pray that supernatural resources would flow in us and through us to the glory of God. Look, the assignment is getting larger. It's not getting smaller. What do I mean by that? The population is increasing around the globe, and we need to make sure that we reach them with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So, may the power of God, the same power that flowed through Jesus, that was able to see people give their lives to Jesus, to bring hope to rejected women in society, to bring hope to fathers who little girls had died, to bring them back to life. I pray that the power of God would flow in 2025, because there are still people who need to know that Jesus Christ is Lord. And the next word is dominion. That word means lordship or authority or dominion. And so every judge has jurisdiction. And, you know, if they go beyond their jurisdiction as far as geographic boundaries, that's one thing. Another area where they can get in trouble is if they go beyond the jurisdiction of the law. And so we've seen some of that in 2025. It's not a new phenomena. Back when judges were established by Moses, he said, you've got to make sure that you remember you are representing God. And so no matter what the dominion or the jurisdiction looks like, you need to understand that God has the power to exert His dominion over that dominion. What does that look like? We can always appeal to heaven. we can say, okay, this is one of my favorite prayers. It is in the Old Testament and it is in the New Testament. And the prayer is simply this: the Lord rebuke you, Satan. The Lord rebuke you. That prayer appeals to the lordship of Jesus over the lordship of every other layer of authority. And so he goes on and he prays for the church, and he says, not only that, but it is every name that is named. So, a few years ago, I had received a physical diagnosis when I went to the doctor. And it was like the attitude that I got from the doctor, the way that I understood it was, you know, well, this is inconvenient, but that's really about as much as I got. And then I had a change in physician. And all of a sudden they said, this is something we need to do something about because it can lead to other things. And when that was said, all of a sudden my mindset changed and said, this is not just an inconvenience. This is something that needs resolution. And where mankind can get so far in certain diagnoses, there are other names that are named that when, if you go to the doctor's office and they mention those things, all of a sudden it causes you to realize that your physical body can betray you. And if, look, you know, they, if I told you that it was going to be windy and rainy outside, you'd say, oh, that's inconvenient. If I told you that the winds were going to be intense, you would say, well, that's going to restrict what I can do outside. If I told you that somebody had given those winds and rain a name, all of a sudden in Florida, that gets our attention, and all of a sudden we need to realize, well, we got to prepare. We've got things outside that probably need to come inside. We've got to make sure that we got a plan in place. If the power goes out, if the water goes out, all because it's got a name. Now, I'm not minimizing the names of hurricanes. I've been without power. I've been without water. If I had my choice, I would rather be without power than without water. Being without water is seriously inconvenient. But I will tell you, when a named storm came through, and you know, God's had me pray different prayers whenever named storms have come through. Some of them I have prayed that, you know, God would keep our house safe, and he did. In fact, we had gone and we had stayed at my son's house, and a massive tree ended up falling, not towards our house, but towards his house. But it came down gently, and like one little bitty twig made impact with their house. It could have been very damaging, but it was like it was eased down like on a pillow. There were other times when God said, I want you to pray that storm and pray that it moves out away from shore. And we were, that particular storm was supposed to make landfall in the Cocoa Beach, Merritt Island area. And so we prayed it moved. We were very thankful for that. But when whatever storm it was, I don't remember exactly, but we lost water on the barrier islands. And we look at everything as a ministry opportunity. And so my wife prayed. This was a named storm. God, how can we be a blessing? That's what the mission statement of Merit Assembly of God is. How can we be a blessing? Well, we had power. We didn't have water. The biggest problem isn't that you can't find drinking water. You know, there are emergency resources, and you can get drinking water within a period of time. But the problem is flushing toilets. And so God gave my wife an idea. Said, you've got a well, turn your well on, put a garden hose out there, and allow people to come from the area, fill up their water bucket so that they can go home and they can flush their toilets and they don't have to use the drinking water to flush the toilet. Now, I can tell you, it ended up being a real blessing to people in our neighborhood. But I can also tell you that we were all very thankful whenever the water supply got rehooked up. The city water was better. I just want you to know that you can pray. If it's a diagnosis from a doctor, if it is a diagnosis of a meteorologist, if it's a name that has been given to your financial situation, or a name that's been given to a relational situation, maybe it's something emotional and they've put a label on it like disappointment or depression. That the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead, the same mighty power that God used on his behalf, he can use that on our behalf. I pray that God would extend the name of Jesus and we would rest upon him more than any other name, not only in this name or in this age, not only in this period of time, not only in our lifetime, but for the indefinite period of time that is to come now or in the future, but also in that age which is to come. And so let me close out chapter 1 here. And he put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. I pray for you that you will find your place, that God will position you in the body of Christ so that you get to experience the fullness of him who fills everything. I know that there are people who are not Christians who listen to Christian radio. I want you to know that Jesus died to forgive you of your sins and be the Lord of your life. It is not too late. You may not be able to get out. You may be a shut-in. But I want to encourage you, don't wait. Don't procrastinate. Make the decision to say yes to Jesus' Lordship. But I also know that there are people who used to attend church who are no longer attending church. And it's not because of an inability. It's because someone did something. You were wounded. You were disappointed. And I just want to pray for you that the name of Jesus would have more attracting power to you in the body of Christ than the name of the person who caused you harm. I pray that you would realize that the church is God's idea. It is an agency of blessing to be embraced, not something that is to be avoided. I pray that God will help all of us to find our place in the body of Christ. So I know this family, and they're in a situation where transition may happen. And what their statement was this: God called us. God equips us. God will strategically place us. He knows what our desires are, but more than what our carnal desires are, we want God's will to be done. And so their thing, God, position us where you want us so that you can use us for your glory and your praise. So I as we're getting ready to close out the broadcast today, by the way, hopefully you'll join us for prayer tonight at 7 p.m. May God position you by his mighty power above every jurisdiction, above every authority that's in rebellion against God. May he position you with power, and where him as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, that his dominion supersedes every other dominion, that no matter what disease, whatever name has been named as a reality in your life, that you could be able to pray, the name of Jesus has more weight, more influence than that name. That I don't have to be depressed. I can choose Jesus in my life, and he will bring me the solution. He will bring me the wisdom that I need, the breakthrough that I need, the help that I need so that I can walk in victory. And I pray it won't just be a temporary situation, but that it will be something that you get to experience day after day after day, year after year after year, both now and in the age to come, no matter how long you have here on earth. I was thinking about this as I was praying before I came in. They sent John to the Isle of Patmos with one thing, one goal, one responsibility. John, just go to Patmos and die. That was what the Romans wanted. Instead, John went there, and God said, I want you to be in the Spirit on the Lord's Day. John said, yes. He said, I want to show you things you've never seen about Jesus before. And John said, yes. He said, I want you to share with the church the things that I share with you. And John said, yes. And then he said, John, I want to show you the things that are to come, and I want you to share those. I pray you have a miraculous time of prayer today in Jesus' name.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.